welcome to another Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, the latest Lewis, Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by my cohort in crime, Mr. Tarek Lewis. Tarek, how welcome?
I'm sitting in a different place.
Yes, you are.
No one can see me.
We're limited on cameras. We got a packed house today because I'll tell you, I'll explain why in a minute.
But we need to get this get a bigger budget. Get some more cameras in here. Let's get it popping. Let's go.
Yeah, we need some. Bigger budget here. I want to welcome Joey Franchise. Joey.
Yes. A little off camera, but you can see
a little off camera. Yeah, see his fingers there. Yeah,
we missed you, Joey.
I miss you guys too.
And I am accompanied by Fiero's Initiative, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give a warm welcome to them, should I say? And they're here to show us their brand new card game, which is completely exciting to me because I love all these games like this. It's called Orion Spur, and welcome to the one of the founders of the company, Ryoga Mizuno. Welcome. Go ahead and talk into that microphone there so everybody can hear you, okay? Yeah, go ahead. No, don't worry. we are completely unprofessional as possible here.
Okay, that sounds fair enough.
This is also why we're doing board and card games.
Go ahead. Yeah, if you guys want to talk, you got to pull the microphone close to you so they hear you. So don't feel shy to grab it and talk into it, okay? Tell us more about Orion Spur. Tell us more about Fiero's Initiative. Why Fiero's Initiative? What the passion that you guys have for doing these board and card games?
Well, one of the things that we saw a number of years ago when we first started working on projects and games, this is the first one we've completely finished, is that the concept of Fiero, which I know is Italian, has been used in the gaming industry for a little while now. And it very much represents that particular, yeah, I got him type moment. Like, yeah, I got that frag. Yeah, we're doing this. Yeah, we won the game. It's that particular moment that we wanted to see more often. And a lot of these games that we were seeing at the time seemed almost like the same thing in the same box, just a different little art form. And it very much was rather disappointing that it was like, okay, here's another thing of this, here's another thing of that. It really kind of boring. So what we decided specifically to try to do is to put together our talents and try to figure out exactly how to make those games that bring back that excitement to come to the table, that I want to open that box, I want to see what happens next. And that's something that we felt we can add into the communities by bringing these types of games to the table.
Really cool, really cool. I really like this concept here. Tell us more about Orion Spur. Why Orion Spur? And tell us the how it came to be.
Well, one of the funny things is that this really wasn't called Orion Spur until closer to the end of this production. But having a background in some modicum of astronomy and astrophysics. Mm-hmm. This particular corner of the galaxy is known as the Orion Spur. We're on the Orion arm of the galaxy, and this is the spur that holds the solar system in it.
Cool.
So, you know, all of the events that occur in this particular universe are based in that particular area. So this is the saga of Orion Spur. Not just, you know, not just the game, but the whole
galaxy.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Which also kind of centers the focus on the entire universe that's been built around that as well, which, of course, yes, we have Terrans because everyone loves Terrans.
That's right. Well, sure, why not, right?
We added some other races in some future as well as some history and lore to give you an idea as to what's going on. The idea was to give you reasons as to why it is you'd want to go and take a bunch of really cool spaceships with a lot of big, heavy weapons and just shoot things. Because people love shooting things.
Yeah, I love spaceship stuff, so I'm completely intrigued by this. So tell me more about there's four races to start this game right now as it stands. So tell me, of course, we all know the Terran look, humanoid look. So let's tell me about the other three.
All right. So one of the ones that we've probably most folks have seen most often are the Marushan, which are our cat-type peoples.
Okay.
Because everyone loves cats, but, you know, cats really at their center
you got like they're right there in the cover, right?
Go
ahead and show the camera up there in the sky really close up there. The art there so they can see that. Yeah, dope. Okay, so that's the cat-like people, right?
Right, the cat people there. That's our Marushan.
The main profound one.
They're one of the ones that will be featuring in some of the short stories and such that get done over the course of time.
Okay.
But they are very much representative of the hunters. They're an aggressive species.
I see. They're the Kleons, kind of? So without, you know.
In some ways. Mm-hmm. They're a little bit more like Romulans without the deception.
Ah, okay, I like it.
The actually, the Hussak here are lizard folk, which mm-hmm. are a little bit more Gorn-like, are actually much more like the Klingon style of culture that you're thinking of, that warrior style. But they'll fight when they need to, not because they can.
Very cool.
And they enjoy it when they do.
Okay.
The Chirrup are a little bit of a different sort of a group. There are bird species.
Okay.
Which, because birds may seem flighty, but they can actually be a lot more calculating and give a little bit new direction and perspective that many species don't necessarily see.
Very cool. Very cool. So, so for somebody who's never played a card game before, give them the quick rules, I guess, or the quick, you know, just how in a normal card game like this works.
Well, that's actually relatively straightforward mm-hmm. because everyone is going to start with out of your particular group of ships.
Right.
You'll start with the same number of ships.
Okay.
So that way everyone starts with the same size little squadron. Each of you has their own particular deck, which you shuffle and you deal cards out of that.
Okay.
And play cards out of that hand. On each player's turn, they can do one thing with one of their ships. So that way it's not so unbalanced that, okay, I get to start, so I clean your clock before you even do it.
Yeah.
So this way it goes back and forth that everyone gets a chance to do something. And you keep going until game ends.
Okay, or
you
very
decide,
cool.
Okay, we're done.
I also want to talk to all the other guests that are here today, of course, before I forget, before we keep getting deeper in the game. Leah?
Yes.
Leah, welcome. I'm talking to that microphone because I want to talk to you
Hello.
A little bit. You helped with the design of this game as well, right?
I very much did help with the design of the game. I also handle a lot of the communications. I need my microphone a little bit closer.
Yeah, sorry. You gotta put it closer to your mouth, the louder you'll be. There you go.
The louder I'll be. but yeah, I helped with the networking. Mm-hmm. I helped do the mechanic play testing, reaching out to Pete here for artwork through his agency, Peter Pop Art,
right.
to our graphic designer, going to conventions to be the face of the conventions. I handle the books. I handle all the record keeping,
Excellent.
So my fingerprints are all over
so
this.
You're also the behind-the-scenes person as well, as far as the business is concerned. Great, great. So
she has been a very, very, very helpful person.
Excellent, excellent. So let's also talk to Angelo. Angelo, you helped with the design of this as well?
Yeah, I did help with the design of the mm-hmm. game as well. Me and Roger work a little bit on the lore as well.
I did
some of the play testing as well mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. I was also there for the convention as well. The full team was out there. We were all trying to pull our weight. Get the word out there, you know, have some fun. Dice Tower was a fun little event we'd had there. A lot of great people we saw, some of the friends from the local area, some people we've never met mm-hmm. before, made some new friends. It was really fun, but I helped with some of the entry of the data info as well for kind of the stuff in the background and try to make sure that none of them run crazy.
So some of the lore is already in, like, the manual or so, or just, like, mm-hmm. there's some
There's a little bit there, yeah, there definitely is.
Okay, cool.
There's a little bit more running in the background than mm-hmm. we have currently for the lore inside
right.
of the game. It's not necessarily necessary for the game at this point for that kind of stuff, because
right.
there's other things that would be released that would need lore as well.
Exactly.
We're not going to just blurb it all out for you, and there's a giant
right.
thing where it's like, the rule book's 50 pages.
Yeah, exactly. But just the basics of the lore, probably.
Yeah, the basics of the lore, so you get an understanding of what's going on in the actual cool. spur of the galaxy
Very
as well.
Cool. Let's talk about the awesome art that's on all these cards, and of course on the book and the packaging itself. We have Peter Pop Art here in
hello,
the building.
Hello.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic.
You are an awesome artist in your own right, but
Thank you
also are a. You manage artists as well.
Yes.
So you have some of your artists that worked on this project. Tell
yes.
me more about them.
Catherine Moore and mm-hmm. Leilani Bustamante
okay.
from the Peter Pop Art Agency
yes.
worked exclusively on this game for the visuals. What we did was we asked them to each take two species and then run with it in their own distinct styles, yet they do still have a unified feel.
Right.
And they worked loosely off of... basically model sheets and designs that I came up with, and the instructions I pretty much gave them was, this is just a springboard. Don't dupe me. I don't want you to duplicate my style. I want you to be you,
right.
which is why I'm asking the two of you to, you know, visually create this universe for us. So
very cool.
Just so everybody
go ahead and can
see Pete.
Sure.
Oh, no, yeah, you're picking literally the worst freaking card out of everything. Like, literally, like, I was drunk on Chipotle that night. And, you know, literally, thanks for that. And
That's okay. I've got your back.
Yeah, here's
something a little bit more.
There you go.
What? Yeah.
I don't even
to.
Know what that is. Whatever. She's probably picking the worst stuff. But whatever. You know, that's okay. You know, I was going to sing her praises, but you know, this has turned into a foul song. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, what else were you expecting, Pete?
Yeah, exactly.
So okay, so let's get into the nitty gritty part of the game. Let's get into the actual how the game is played and all that good stuff. What we're here for, right? Before, Terry, got any questions for them?
No,
right
I want to see how the game is
all
played.
Right, cool.
I'm tired hearing you talk, Speedy.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. So let's do this.
All right.
Let's do this because that's what the Twitch people want to
we'll
see here.
Set things up.
They right? say so we get some live feedback from people because we are on. Twitch right now.
What's up, Twitch people?
Mm-hmm. And they said, I guess they first saw which you guys ages ago, of course, something like that, I guess. Actual cat people, not humans with ears and tails. He says that's cool. Dope.
Yes. One of the things that we have been trying to focus on is trying to get that aesthetic instead of like the old school sci-fi movies where it's, you know, it's a rubber mask and you know there's a dude underneath. We've been trying to make sure that all of our actual alien species have an alien anatomy to go with it. And a lot of our architecture has been drawn with the idea that this is a truly alien species,
right?
Not just a dude with prosthetics.
Yeah. So another guy says, reminds me of Wing Commander. So we had a little Wing Commander inspiration there? A little bit?
I think there was a little bit of Wing Commander when we looked for references.
A little bit, but if anybody actually remembers the series that David Niven did on the Manzin Wars, I think that was the inspiration of Wing Commander and a little bit more the inspiration for those particular peoples.
Very dope. Okay, so.
All right, so let me say, I've never played in one of these types of games before.
All right.
So how does this all start? Right?
like, for real.
Yeah. So is
we're all
minimum,
right here.
Yeah. Minimum
we'll
four people?
I feel bad for the people who are going to hear the audio only of the show because they're going to have to see the video to see what's going on.
We'll just have to redirect them to
the video. That's all right. Yeah. I'm going to put watch video in the description.
So I have my friend. We decide we're going to have some cognac and sit down and play. And play your game.
And a little bit of Cavassier.
And some Cavassier. Right. We're going to have some options. How do we start?
Okay, so you start by picking which species you want to play as.
So you can choose your species.
You can choose your species, right. And it's very easy to identify.
I'm
the
going
big
Mersh.
Cards and the small cards are going to look the same way.
I'm going to go Mershon.
All right. Good choice.
Yeah, I'm a cat person.
All right. So I'm going to give those a shuffle.
All right, so I'm shuffling these up. Mm-hmm. All right. Do we take out the big joker, little joker, spades? What do we? No.
Remember, maybe later.
Try and keep a lot of the game play in the middle there.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot in, but I want to get involved here. This is new for me. All right.
Okay.
All right.
So I've given it a little shuffle.
And then you're going to draw seven cards.
Seven cards. Boom.
We'll need more of these.
I know it took me a long time to count that. But it's
everyone
a place.
Has their own. Just it's Monday. Okay. It's
just
cool.
Make sure you give the play-by-play for the audio-only people.
Yeah.
just like a sports cast. Okay.
So I got myself. We can show my seven on the camera.
I don't know.
We're not playing there to compete right here. All right.
I think we're fine.
Wait, we're not.
See, you're already at the edge right now.
They play real.
Do they start cursing at each other, Pete? You know?
Like literally, we're out demoing the game, and I don't demo the game. I just walk around talking to people, meeting and greeting, and they're like, "I beat you," and I'm just like, "Oh my god, that's somebody who's trying to learn how to play the game."
Yeah,
chill out. Yeah, but I totally own them. That's like, wow.
So that's like blocking a little kid's shot.
Tarek.
Yes.
All right. So this is Tarek's hand. Mm-hmm. So we've got a couple of different attack cards by the Starburst. You've got some repair cards in there. That's the blue plus. You've got some reactions, so you can really ruin somebody's day. And then you've got one that has some options.
I'm all about ruining somebody's day.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah, we're a destructive group.
So I'm going to give that back to you. Pretend I didn't see any of it.
It's like the reverse plus four card.
Okay, so... In the base set, everybody starts with the same fleet. You're going to start with two frigates and a destroyer, which are some of your smaller ships, but you'll still be able to use most of the cards in your deck. Now, I had pulled out a bunch of different ones just to show the different types, so move some of those nice, pretty tokens. So we have our attack cards with the Starburst.
Mm-hmm.
We have reaction cards that have the little arrow. We've got a few cards that can be used as either or, so you could use that as an attack card on your turn or a reaction card on somebody else's turn to make them very unhappy. We've got repair cards. We have your captain cards that let you get more cards in your hand. And then we've got some special cards for that extra punch.
Cool.
So I'm going to draw a real hand because I don't cheat.
No.
Well, whoever says I cheat, though.
Only the ones that catch you.
I mean, Aladdin said it best. You're only in trouble if you get caught.
Yeah.
All right, so there's seven cards. So let's say I get to go first.
Okay.
I have three major actions I can do. I can choose one ship to activate and do some attacks with. I could trigger a special attack if my species has that. Or I could take a regroup action where I get a chance to rearrange my fleet, draw some new cards in hand, and reset for the next round.
Okay.
So, it's the first turn. I'm going to activate. What do we got here? We've got a couple of frigates and a destroyer.
So you can only use three ships? You pick your three ships and then the other ones are out of the game?
We have a set starting fleet for the base game and for how to learn, and that's the two frigates and a destroyer.
Ah, I see, okay.
We are incorporating rules for if you want to just start with all the
like all frigates or all destroyers or something like that.
2 to 4 hours, have at it. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to start with something a little bit bigger and be able to fire your bigger weapons, go for it.
Right.
But so, this is a good way to
So the bigger the fleets, the longer the game will be. Okay, very good.
Yeah, that's one of the other reasons why we've been looking at alternate times when you're going to actually call endgame. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you're wanting a really short game, you play for a few points, that's a couple of ships dead, not really big deal, really kind of quick beer and pretzels thing. Whereas if you really want to get into it, you know, you start with, like, 5 to 7 ships, whatever, you're really trying to play towards, like, you know, really gutting fleets.
Okay.
You can have a lot longer gameplay. It's all up to what you want to get out of the game.
All right. Okay.
I don't want to correct you, but this is a cognac game. I think we agreed. It's not going to be pretzels. We're doing Hennessy and cheese sticks.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If you're going to do that.
Mozzarella.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, make sure you've got the right cigars to go with it, okay?
Oh, good. You got it.
All right. Pick it back up. There you go.
All right. So we're going to pick it back up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to activate my destroyer because it has 3 energy, which is going to let me fire some pretty big weapons your way.
Okay.
And in this case, it's going to be the fusion missile. So it costs me 3 energy to use it, and it has the potential to do 6 damage to the ship at the very front of your fleet.
Okay. And right now, the very front of my fleet is the frigate.
Mm-hmm. It is the frigate right now. It has 2 shield and 2 hull damage.
Okay.
Damage hits the shield, and then it goes through to the hull, unless the card says otherwise.
Okay.
If the ship's hull is destroyed, so is the ship, because your ship doesn't have any. It doesn't exist and has a very large hole in it. Doesn't work very well.
Right.
So we have 6 incoming damage. And the reason I say it's potentially 6 is these are physical pieces that could be shot down.
Oh,
so
okay.
In your hand, I think there were a couple of reaction cards. Evade the whole thing entirely, or you could take some pot shots at the missiles themselves to reduce the amount of damage coming your way.
Okay.
So while he's trying to figure that out, though, one Joey's of the things I want to point out.
Decision
yeah.
for me.
Go ahead.
The reason that you're actually going with formations like this is because an actual fleet does work in that way. There's layers of defense.
Okay.
So to simulate the fact that the destroyers and frigates are actually trying to protect each other, that's why that she can only target the front ship, because they're trying to block.
I see. Okay.
This is another way in which that kind of gives you that feel.
What how the formation factor goes into play like that.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the thing Angelo didn't say is he's a great guru on, all right, so you're playing against these other people. I'm going to tell you exactly how to kick their butts.
Ah, okay. So you sat next to the right person. Okay,
oh, yeah, I'm
like to win.
No, I'm one of those people that cheats. Yeah, I'm on the phone the whole
Joey's
time.
Next. Joey's got to try a hand. Okay, as soon as you figured it, we figured the first one out.
All right, hit me with you. So you're going to attack with your, okay.
Incoming.
And I get a chance to react.
You do. Anything with partial yellow or full yellow you can use. Honestly, that one is going to just negate everything. Your evasion card. You have this one here. You can't use it because it costs too much energy.
Yeah.
And then this one would boost your shields by 1. So you have a total of 4. That would boost it up to 5.
That's not going to do it.
No. But you do have bracing as a species ability. That's a racial ability. Every race has a different little ability.
Mm-hmm.
Your ability is the ability to spend energy off of your ship to actually negate incoming damage. Now, it still uses up your energy, which is limited until you take a rest action, so there's only so much that you can do with it. But it can be the make or break between keeping your ship and not losing the game and just really kind of messing over that really large play they just made to try and take you down and use up all their energy. So there's a couple of things you could do there to negate that. You could use your shield overcharge to get that to one and then use your bracing or even partially use your interference from the ship behind it, which can spend an energy to negate anything up, down, left, or right of it by one damage.
I think I'm going
to
keep it simple. I'm going to go with the evasion.
It is the easiest one and negates everything. Yeah. So you keep a fresh, healthy ship.
Yeah, it's a Floyd Mayweather move, I'll call it. Just don't get hit. I'm just not going to get hit.
Okay, so
that's fair.
Yeah.
That's an evasion card. It completely negates my attack, so that's a bit of a waste. But so be it. What else I got in here? Okay, so
I'm gonna move this and actually zoom in on.
People are gonna start getting really salty really soon about this game, and it's sadly it's my people.
So with the other with the small camera,
really
I'm gonna
salty.
Zoom in.
It's gonna get ugly.
Yeah,
yeah, you have no idea.
So I have a couple options at this point. My turn is not done. One thing I could do is I could overcharge my ship to get one more point of energy that I potentially could use with a card in my hand. In this case, I don't have that particular card. But if I did, I could play another card. But then that ship would be useless until I had a chance to regroup because essentially it just channeled every bit of energy that's not life support into firing one more time.
Mm.
So, well played on the evasion. There's.
I mean, some people just have a gift. I don't know. Or an expert.
Thank you.
Or an expert sitting next to them.
That's a gift.
Yeah.
I am a gift to the world. That's okay.
So that would be the end of my turn, and now play would pass to my left. So do we have a three or a four player game going?
You do, as a matter of fact, because this other gentleman over here.
Joey.
Joey? Yes. Yeah. Joey Bag of Donuts.
It is Monday.
Now, he's actually going to be taking the Terran fleet out for a spin, and he's going to see what amount of trouble he can create for the both of you.
Oh. Just like to the side.
So now my deck right here. So if I'm trying to create chaos, would I be using this? Cause
that would be a great one to be using.
Say less. We'll use this one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yep.
All right.
And I think for you, also using this back ship here would be a good idea.
So what Joey has here is a set of fission missiles as opposed to fusion missiles. So they're not quite as destructive. But if I don't defend against them in some fashion, actually my ship will still be up and running. It has a little bit more hull than some of the others.
It'll be limping.
It does, but it is.
It will be limping.
It is still going to put your ship at a little bit of risk here. So because that is 4 damage, and she still has
benefit us.
He still has some power left. So
fun fact about demoing your own game: you tend to lose a lot because you're the target.
I still pull out wins.
Uh-oh.
Whoa!
Some trash talk going on here.
Okay,
it's a problem. It's a problem in your locker room.
Cheater's corner over there.
Yo, we're not going to play by the rules here. We got a whole species to protect.
We're going to play by the win.
All right. So now that the fission missiles have been fired from the Terrans at the Hussock here, the frigate has to figure out what they're going to do in response.
I'm going to borrow this wonderful evasion tactic that works so well.
Let's show
Tarek over
show
here.
Show him that evasion card over
yeah.
there.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a step to the left. Excuse me, it's a jump to the left.
Yeah, a little sidestep, okay.
And a step to the right. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right, so that unfortunately doesn't go anywhere, but you still have options.
Yes. Would I, at this point, want to fire back still? Or?
Oh, you still definitely want to fire back, as a matter of fact.
So I like these ion laser.
Oh, that is a very nice one, too. So we're actually going to go ahead and spend that extra energy. as they were discussing earlier, we're going to go ahead and use the emergency power to give that a little extra power. So that ion laser is going to be firing at that frigate, too.
Okay, so that's 2 incoming damage, and I don't have to take all of it. So I'm going to use my secondary frigate's ability of interference to negate one of those damage. So you're only going to you're not going to take my shield out totally.
Okay.
So basically what that interference is designed to do is show you a little bit about how the frigates can work together, that because they're both kind of crossing that fire line, they're both taking a little bit of it, but using their energy to disperse it instead of actually taking all of it.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, working together. That's what fleets
do.
Now, when you're playing a three-person game like this, is it every person for themselves? Mm-hmm. Do people get teamed up on? Is it, you know, what is the strat like? Because right now I'm a little threatened by Joey's aggressiveness.
So the game.
And I know we've been at odds, but
I mean,
we didn't.
We could team up and just focus solely on him. This is a free for all. At 4 players, we're going to be introducing team battles, so you can team up with your friends.
Okay.
And or your enemies. Keep them close.
You were saying before, like a beer and pretzel, so you can kind of say, "Listen, we got 30 minutes. Let's get some in." Do you pick up where you left off, or do you start back over? Like, if we do 30 minutes of a game, is it like, you know, how 2 old men playing chess and they leave the board?
It can be that way if you've got a place where you can actually leave this on a table and everyone walks away. You can just pick it right up where you left off.
Okay.
Just remember whose turn it was next.
Okay.
All but right. Outside of that, if like you that. Need to skip it, fine. It's not that difficult to set up and really quick. Get back in and slug.
Okay. I have a question about the artwork.
Sure.
So, how did this? Well, you kind of explained how you wanted them to not, you know, do your style or whatever. But it's a whole universe. So, right. Are you geared up to do more and more and more the more they give you?
No, absolutely, without a doubt.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no limits to this. I can keep running with this for years. So, and I'm prepared for it.
You're prepared for that? Okay.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay. I'm cool. I like it. I can see this.
It's fun, right?
Awesome.
I can see doing this.
Cool. Because it's your turn.
All right, so I'm going to go on the aggressive. I'm thinking these ship missiles over there at, let me see. I don't know. I want to make a big move. All I've done right now is run.
You can't really use that one because you don't have enough energy for it.
Okay.
We can use both of these off of one ship. They've been using one because they haven't had enough energy.
So we can do two at a time?
Well, we're going to do one card at a time.
Okay.
But we can do it off of the same turn, as long as it's off of one ship.
Let's do that.
Yeah, okay. So then,
I get to choose who I...
Yeah, you would have to hit their front of their ships unless you had ability, which you do not have. So you'd have to hit one of the front of their ships. Now, he's used an attack, but we don't know what else is in his hand. Her, on the other hand, have used an evasion, which means she most likely does not have another one. And it's our favor. She did start a fight with us. We can finish it.
So you're not seeing the long game. In the long game.
In the long game, they're on the same show.
Yeah. I don't like the aggression going on over there.
So we want to stick it to them.
Let me remind you, this is actually a ship combat battle, so aggressiveness is kind of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what, you know, and I need to stomp that out immediately.
Okay, let's scrap them then. Yeah. Let's do our best.
I already know she can't run, you know. I know she's in a position. Am I talking wrong? Yeah. I don't want to ruin our friendship. We just started.
I don't know, man. I'm going to have to think on that one.
Okay. Let's just shoot that missile overhand.
Okay, so yeah. Okay. Take the first one out. Put it down. We're gonna play it off of our destroyer.
Okay.
So it's going to use up one of our energy. And we're going to shoot ship missiles at you. So they have a chance to shoot it down.
I would use...
If they so choose.
You could.
They have to do at least 2 damage to it. They can negate 1 damage from the frigate behind.
Evasion? Okay. All right, cool. So I'm going to use the evasion.
He's going to choose to not be at the place you're firing because that seems like a good idea.
So that negates our one card. Use the next one.
Guess what, fam?
Another ship missile.
Another ship missile coming your way.
Oh, well, all right.
Evade that.
Fine. All right. We will.
This is why you don't want to throw everything in one go.
Yeah.
Oh, he actually evaded again. He had a lot of cards. Now, here's one more thing we can do, though. Because we have this ability on the ship right here, light lasers, we can spend this energy and overcharge the ship, which allows it to fire that straight at him.
That's what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Right before it. Yeah, yeah, I was no, already I, thinking I, that.
We're just saying that, man.
So let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot we can do at that point.
I mean, I believe that takes your shields out.
I believe it does. It does actually take the shields down.
Yep. So now's.
That was going to answer my next question.
Was the tokens were like shields, hull, and weapons or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Shields, hull, and energy.
Energy, okay.
Yep. And it's listed on the card how many for each of
them. For each ship, okay, perfect.
Now, one of the other things to keep in mind, these other tokens that people probably haven't been
seeing. Go ahead and show it to the camera there.
These are recruitment tokens.
Okay.
And you gain them at the end of each of your actions, so that way you can actually recruit in other ships at a specific type of action on your turn.
Hmm. Interesting.
Also the action where you draw more cards.
So, yeah, you could pull another ship into the battle. Sorry.
Yeah, you're able to go ahead and pull as many ships as you can afford to buy. You're also resetting all of your energy. You're resetting your hand. So that way you have all the resources you need to continue kicking butt.
Okay, cool.
Bigger ships cost more.
All right.
They do, but they look really, really cool.
Yes.
Down more.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
You got the battleship there.
This one's the battle cruiser.
Oh yeah, the battle cruiser. That's a good one though.
Mm-hmm.
So where does all the lore come from? Is it just your head?
His
your head.
We helped a little bit. Okay. There's some notes. There's some whiteboard drawings.
Yeah, I do have to say that Angela did help me with a lot of that, but the majority of this entire core idea is from my creativity, from what I've been able to pull from, inspired from a lot of different science fiction shows and books that I've read and listened to and watched over the years.
Okay. I'm here for it. And is that the manual with the art over here? Is that the
rule book? Yep.
This is the rule book. Okay. So I haven't got a chance to look at this yet. Oh, the cats look really cool. And the birds look legit angry.
Well, think about where the cat's looking.
Yeah. That's true. Okay.
Catherine and Leilani did a fabulous job on all of the species. There's so much feeling and emotion in the face and in the eyes. You can tell most of them have seen some stuff.
Right.
Yeah, they genuinely really cared about the end result of this game. When I approached them with this project, I was like, look, I really want something that is beautiful. Legitimately, really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted this game to stand out like crazy. And they delivered. So I'm very, very, very proud of the work that they knocked out for this project.
Very cool. Let's keep shooting at each other. How about that?
are you done with your turn?
I think I'm pretty. I'm done.
So now she gets to do something, dude.
I do get to do things.
I'd be careful.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I think it's time to pick on Joey.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Sorry, dude.
Pick on little guy.
Smells blood.
Well, the problem is we did – both of those evasions did get played. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. So I'm going to trigger my species special ability, which is ram. So I'm literally going to take my ship and ram it into one of his.
Can you do that again one more time? That was great. She's so excited.
Now, the fun part about ram is it does direct hull damage, so the shield means nothing.
Oh, nice.
Now, I will take a little bit of damage, but not enough to destroy me. So we're going to spend that 2 energy with this front frigate here.
Okay.
And we're going to target this front frigate. So I have 3 hull, so it's going to do 3 damage to his hull, which will destroy it. And I'm going to take 2 of that back because it's half rounded up. We did incorporate a little bit of math in the game.
Okay. Mm, okay. So so your ship doesn't take any damage, though?
It's going to take two damage. Back.
Mm-hmm. So it stays in the fight unless it was like a suicide run like you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And okay. that is viable.
Yeah. So very similar to what we saw at the end of Nemesis where the Sovereign class Enterprise ran into the Scimitar. This is what's going to happen now, except that the frigate over here, the Terrans are not going to have a frigate left to try to reconstruct.
Okay, cool. Does Joey has a chance to have an action to that?
Depends
he
on
has a
hand.
Chance to react, okay. But unfortunately I know that he does not have the ability to react.
I see. He doesn't have the proper card, evade or something like that.
It is an attack action, so if you had like an evasion, it would evade it.
Right. Okay. Very cool.
If you did have something that was capable of responding, it would be a thing. So this now becomes
her
first
my trophy
kill and her first victory point.
Okay, cool.
Victory point. victory points featured right here.
So do you have there's two ships still left. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there is two ships still left. I haven't completely knocked him out of the game, and even if that was his last ship, he could spend his recruitment points, which is the rescue beacon, to bring in a couple more ships, depending on how much he has, and keep going. Or he could say F this and get.
And those ships are in like his deck or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So everybody has this.
Extra units. Cards. Or like extra units to pull in if you need to. Gotcha. Yeah. Or if you can, according to the game rules, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Right. All of them represent basic types of ships that you'd see in most generic type hulls. We're going to be incorporating different types of ships and different types of advanced features in future expansions.
Very cool. Very cool.
And here's the other fun part. I have a greater hull repair, so all that damage I just took is gone.
Nice. Yeah, I like that. You like watching the world burn?
That's my turn. I'm going to take that recruitment point.
Mm-hmm. Are you? I was going to join the Air Force until I figured out they didn't have transformable fighter jets.
If you had enough energy, you could.
Okay.
I think you can fire that one.
Okay. So I'm
going to use the
magnetic.
Yeah?
No. That's fine.
It's
okay.
It does.
Violence sells.
One damage to.
One to shield, one to hull.
Cool.
So it's a mixture. Now, what's your target?
This one right here.
I did say. Developers get
See, I like the coach. The coaches are on point today.
So that's very cool. One and one.
All right. So what do we play? Explain to people what we just did. Sorry.
All right.
Just
so
for the people listening on the audio only one.
What Joey's doing here is that from his frigate that still has energy, he is actually firing what is known as a magnetic rifle, which is basically a very large slug being fired through a magnetic strip and doing damage directly. Punching through the shield and doing damage to the hull.
Like a railgun?
Yeah, like a railgun. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, you know, if she hadn't have been able to repair the hull damage on that frigate could have been taken out with that rifle.
Interesting.
Because with no hull left available, it doesn't matter what shield you got.
Okay, so he shot his shot and he didn't.
We're
waiting on a response. Okay.
The response, and part of why I grabbed tokens, is I was pretty sure I still had one energy left on this frigate. So I will use that to block the hull damage that's being done and just take it to my shield.
Okay.
But is there a card that you play to do that, or is that's a rule?
That's a ship ability.
Okay, so it's on the card.
It is on the card. So
just for
every
people
ship,
trying to follow the rules. Sir.
Understandable. So there is an ability at the bottom of every ship. We're going to be adding the species ability there, too, for clarification. Right. So every type
Go ahead and zoom it in. Zoom it in as far as you can physically. There you go. All right, perfect. We're looking good.
All right. The Stone Age Zoom.
the company has yet to upgrade my cameras, okay? Sorry.
We'll put in a good word for you.
Yes, please. Actually, I need a video producer. Zoom tight close-ups and stuff like that, you know? Tarek, write up the email, okay?
I do nothing on this show but geeky on you. That's it. I do nothing technical.
Come on, Tarek.
Good job so far.
That's right.
That was Joey's thing. I've responded. Yep. So, now it's Tarek's.
Tarek, okay. Blow some people up.
So that needs to be like that. So right now.
So this is what again?
We have these. These are beautiful.
Okay.
This gives us
that allows you to bring these things in.
Oh, okay.
So if we play this, we can reactivate this with full energy. Like two light layers.
Okay.
So that way you can
do it again.
You recover two light layers.
Everybody's still on the same ship.
I know. Just for
how hard they can screw the other.
Yes, it's great. I like this game already. It's fun.
So, oh, don't worry. It gets better.
I was hoping. I got excited. I saw you guys had a bunch of packages. I was hoping I could buy a game today, but yeah.
These are
demos. I'll buy a demo set. Or they're not quite ready.
I
see.
They're literally being sent out to be demoed all over the place.
Well, I'll definitely buy one when it's ready.
Nice.
There you go.
Well,
so we're ready. We're going to play an auxiliary power.
Okay. Go ahead and speak it to the microphone there and explain what's going to happen. Sorry.
We're going to play an auxiliary power. Now, this card's really nice because what it does is if you have a card that has no energy or is even disabled with no energy, you play it, it re-enables it and gives all your energy
back. Let's show it to the pass it to the competition there to zoom in there. Physical zoom in there.
I understand.
Cheap zoom in. There you go. And that's of course a lot, this is the beta art, should I say, before the final art. So just anybody who's watching the video, don't just assume that's going to be the final art, okay? It's going to be a lot of beautiful stuff is going to be coming to you thanks to Peter Pop Art, right?
That's going to give us all our energy and re-enable the ship. Okay. And you remember what we're doing?
I do. We're going to go ahead and fire over there at you.
Oh, shocker.
We're using the ability for light laser off of. Yep.
Yes. Okay. So that's going to be two hull off my ship. Are you going to finish it off?
I am.
So
with
we're going to use overcharge on it and fire at it again using the light lasers to get that one. Not yet.
Okay. So congratulations. Here's your trophy. We are now tied for first place.
And then you play that. Another auxiliary power. The two that are in the deck he had in his hand from the beginning.
That is always fun to get.
And go on ahead.
We're going to light laser that thing again.
We're going to light laser this thing again? Yeah. Okay. So there goes the shields. Deja vu?
Yeah.
Deja vu. Okay. So this one's still kicking.
Yep, but is it limping?
It is.
And that is pretty much what we get to do.
So after that complete barrage, taking down one frigate and leaving another one with a single hull point left.
Crippling through space.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Okay.
Very Thanos move by me.
Yes, it was. But to be fair, you did have help, though.
It was something, I had second personality.
It's all his luck with the cards. So, I only work with what he gives me.
Okay, you know?
So it's not total annihilation. So
he made the final decision. He was...
Infinity Stones are you? Because clearly you're not all six.
Well, I'm probably just mine.
He was the Captain Picard, and you were number one.
There I was
you
go. Riker
you
there.
Yeah, you were Riker there.
I'm just the janitor. He just said engage. Hit a button.
Yeah. He just went like that.
Important button.
He just did like that.
What's this dude?
Engage.
Hang on. We're talking about button presses. We have the perfect artwork for that.
All right.
We do. Nope, not that one. I'll take my turn in a minute, but it's too perfect to not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Of course, it's up near the top of the deck, or at the bottom, depending on where you start. So, this is Tarek right now.
All right, cool.
What is this?
Just so he gets to see the janitor pressing the button.
Ah, okay.
That's funny. Show it to the rest.
That's funny.
Go ahead and hit that man, get back to normal.
Hey, that janitor pressed to help the shields a little bit, okay?
Next action, right. Let's go. Let's get some winners.
So,
get some winners and losers here.
I'm going to be the reality stone for a minute and change my reality. I'm going to take a moment to regroup. So, I'm going to choose if I want to discard any cards in hand, and I do. So, that leaves me with three. I get to draw four more, so I have a full hand of seven.
And that gives you more actions and more weapons and choices.
Yes. I also get all my energy back, so I can use said weapons.
Very cool. Show that card that you played again, the one that lets you pull those cards again, sorry?
It's not a card.
It's an ability.
It's an ability,
a ship ability?
It's a major action you can take. So activating a ship is a major action you can take on your turn. Mm-hmm. So is regrouping. It's just that will be your main action for the turn.
Okay. So you don't no attacking, nothing. It's just...
Yep, no attack.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
So
it's, you're not when you're limping, you're not out of the game.
I'm not out of the game
But you
yet.
Only get to do that once or regroup once?
You can do that. Technically, you could do that on any of your turns. Usually, you want to make the most use of your regroup because I can't attack this turn.
Right. So what if I regrouped all the time, every time I got hit?
You would probably do nothing the whole game?
But to take damage and just keep regrouping?
You would take damage, keep regrouping. Eventually, you'd probably build up enough recruitment to get a nice big ship to take the place of the stone wall that you've built.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is one of the things you can do while regrouping. So I have two recruitment here.
Okay.
And I'm going to spend those on my deck of ships. Bring out a new destroyer. Get some additional firepower going here.
This is what we call in the urban community gooning up. She's getting gooned up.
I don't know. I think if she had the Goonies, they might have a better chance of winning.
All right.
They didn't quite fare so well, did they?
No, they didn't.
All right. So I discarded. I drew. I re-upped my energy. If any of my ships had been overcharged, I could re-enable them. Overcharged would be the
90-degree turn.
It'd be the 90-degree turn. If we look at Joey and Tarek's ships, both of their destroyers have been overcharged, so they're indicating that by turning their card.
Ah, got you.
Okay, I see.
I didn't do that, but I also didn't get to play like 2 to 3 cards in my turn.
I see. Okay. So, and then that what we just did is explaining the rules, of course, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect.
And then I get one more recruitment point for the end of my turn, so I don't get to use it and get an even bigger ship. But I'm ready to go.
All right. Nice. But you don't, no shooting at anybody. You just re-upped. Okay.
Which now is what our friend Joey over here is going to do as well.
Yeah. Okay.
So you want to go through the steps first.
This?
Yep.
You wanna... I mean, when you lose ships, you kind of need help.
Yeah, you definitely need another ship with Joey.
Get rid of this one.
Okay.
But that refills your hand.
Okay. And I still make a play on...
You're not playing any attacks.
Yeah, you're not doing it. You're not doing any actions. Yeah,
you
just
want to decide what type of ships you do want to bring out, because you are currently sitting rather outgunned.
So
you only have 3 recruitment tokens to start, right?
You have no recruitment. You generate 1 recruitment at the end of your turn.
I see, okay.
So we've each had about 2 turns, so we each have 2 recruitments.
So spend that on
some. So it's a finite point where you can be finally destroyed. That's what I meant,
yes.
Right? Okay, perfect.
So he's decided that he's calling out another one of the Terran destroyers, which is a wonderful idea.
It's got a little bit more oomph to it.
We're facing a well-armed militia. all of a sudden.
You know, it happens, but sometimes the slow crawl.
Let's see, I don't know. Joey's got to kill somebody in the next 15 minutes. Yeah, he's got to get in there.
Yeah. Somebody got to go down.
Or now I'm going to have to take over his hand there.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right. So, and I'm.
Yeah, you're still looking good. So, you're good to go.
Okay.
But that still puts you in a much better spot.
All right.
It's on me. Just so you know, Joey kills me in video games all the time. Yeah. So he's getting what he deserves.
Well, maybe this is your media. Maybe he's digital and you're analog.
You know,
as long as somebody's with me. Yeah.
It looks to me, though, like he's got you outgunned slightly.
Yeah, everyone's got me outgunned right now. But
I mean, they say that, but our staying power as a race is a little bit higher than theirs anyways.
Okay.
So
9 lives.
I mean, we could bring in another ship, and that would give us another ship to play off of, but or we could keep recurring, you know, the recruitment points and get an even bigger ship than they have. So really, what do we want to do here? Either way, we are going to want to get some new cards in our hands and do some re-ups of energy and all that.
Yeah, I definitely think we're in a re-up situation right now.
Okay, yeah, so we're going to be doing that. That's pretty easy because, you know, haven't really taken too much damage there. Now, my recommendation here is, because of what we currently have, this one's not going to be worth to keep in your hand and to discard it, because we can discard that kind of stuff.
Okay. Over here.
And you're going to draw 6 more cards to bring it up back up to a total of 7.
Okay.
That's cool art. I like this.
I also want to give out a shout-out to our graphic designer, Mike Setti. He's the one who did the layout of all of the information and the layout of the box art and the manual. He's been a fabulous asset.
Excellent.
Great to work with.
Excellent.
Yeah, Mike, this is where you want to make the decision. Wonderful to work with. We went back and forth smoothly, perfectly. It was excellent.
Try to get a little something bigger.
Awesome. It's a big project that you guys undertook to do something like this. I mean, you know, it's not done overnight. That's what I meant.
Yeah, I don't think people realize really how smoothly it went. Like, I would shoot over something, he would shoot something back, mm-hmm. I would shoot it back, and then by the fourth turnaround, it was always perfect.
Very cool.
So, yeah, it was really good.
Side, our five total. So you got 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 for a total of 5.
Okay.
So we can place that anywhere along there if we want to. We give it moving existing ships. And what would actually be beneficial for us, really, is to keep this one a little bit farther in the back, a little bit better defense, but still a bit of shoot.
Yeah. I'm cool with that. Okay. Now, do I get any energy or
yeah, we do get energy and all that for it.
Right.
Huh?
And then I'll...
Yeah. Do I get some more energy?
Yeah, I want some more energy up here.
We need our shield.
My energy situation.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm just going to take all these recruitment points over here, then get back to you.
I think now we've done our two things. Mm-hmm. Discarded, and we got in a ship.
And we got our energy.
And we should still get a recruitment.
You going?
Yeah. We still get a recruitment point at the end, yes.
All right, so I'm going to switch. Why don't you run the podcast, Peter?
Go ahead and sit down right there, yeah.
This is awesome, man.
I'm going to take over the rest of the game for Joe. He's got to be a super.
So I've really taken over the ship. Really, I have no idea what these knobs are.
I haven't played card games in such a long time.
Just turn a bunch of them and see what happens.
As I sit down and I take helm of the ship, I actually like this seat. I feel very much at home.
As soon as it's ready, I'm going to buy it. So.
Control much?
All right.
Bring me water. No, not really.
It doesn't work like that.
Hey,
sorry,
I'm
Peter.
On camera too.
Yeah, you are.
I'm all
yes. Yes.
So, I'm really ready. So
that's our turn.
So let's find out a little bit more about your past. When did you first realize that you were a gaming maestro?
I played Sonic on the Sega Genesis.
All right, so he's a gamer.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryoga, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty fantastic since they handed me the realms.
All right.
The helm, I should say. So how are you doing over there, man?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, sir?
I love your seat over
you
here.
You like it? Yeah?
Yeah, seriously.
It's like being a starship, right?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be really respectful of it, but mm-hmm. I'm literally waiting for you to walk over here like Kirk and just give me a look to tell me to get out of the seat.
No, that's okay.
But until then, I'm going to totally cue that. It up.
No, it's fine.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
It's fine. So, okay, there's action going on over there. Let's go.
We're done.
Okay.
We did a rest
what do we do?
Action.
Okay.
We got another destroyer out. We rearranged our fleet a little bit, got our energy up, we got a recruitment point, drew some cards. Now it's Leia's turn.
And I have new toys.
Yep.
Hmm.
And she's going to use them.
The question is what and in what way?
Parlay?
It's more of guidelines than actual rules.
So I see the three numbers is a quick way to have the three things without using three separate ones, right?
Yeah, okay, right. Cool. As long as you have
just a little dope.
And for the bigger ones, we have fives as well.
Oh, okay. I see.
So like the cruisers and such like that need more stuff.
All right, perfect.
All right. Yes, thank you for the flare. Tarek, I think I'm going to go after you again.
Fair enough.
Just because it was fun.
I always like to bring the high-low.
Let's do... Let's start using my destroyer back here. And we're going to fire a magnetic rifle on this... frigate that you have kind of sticking out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Our L frigate.
Sorry, okay. I'm kind of trying to read my stuff here because I'm jumping on as mid.
You want my recommendation?
You are allowed to touch the demo. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm thinking about defense. Well, how much shield do I have?
You have two, but this is going to go through one shield and one hull.
Ah.
But this has been plate stuff, right?
If we do bracing off of this,
and this is the ships that are in reserve, right?
Off of this ship. Cool.
It's really amazing how intense everybody is getting just to do a little walkthrough of this super amazing game named Orion Spur by Fero Initiative. That wasn't really a plug, was it?
Was it?
Brace for impact. Okay.
To be fair,
with
this level of discussion is really a lot of what we tried to build into this game.
No, I know. It's amazing.
You can play it really easy and light and whatever, but if you really want to get into it, there's some depth in this.
Yeah, this is a game that I – part of the reason why I really fell in love with the concept of this was that I saw the community – amongst them when I came on board. And I was like, this really, really could become a legit thing.
This is super dope. I really like it a lot.
I'm really glad.
All the species abilities.
Mm-hmm. We've gotten a lot of good feedback over the past year or so as we've gone to a couple of demos.
Mm-hmm.
Done a couple of demos, gone to a couple of conventions.
Right.
Everybody's excited for it, and we're excited to bring this to them.
Cool.
There's a lot of work that goes into getting a game together and getting it ready to put on the internet and say, please give us money.
Yeah, I don't know.
We didn't rush with this.
Right.
You know, I pushed to move as fast as humanly possible, and it still took time because things had to be developed. Art needed to get done.
Right.
It needed to finalize. You know, but we're very – like, we're, like, very close to launching our Kickstarter. So,
okay, very cool.
You know, we're very, very excited about this.
Yeah, let us know so we can help. Yeah. Share the support, the Kickstarter when it goes live.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when did this process all start?
So we started, I think the first date on, I've been taking meeting notes since the very first. So we started back in September, I want to say like September 23rd of 2016. So we're a little bit more than 3 years going into this, and that's mixing in some job changes, family things, and just trying to find the right balance.
Right. And we're how close to a release, you think?
Right now, we're looking at a December Kickstarter launch.
Yeah.
And then once that's done, that would put us in January. We're looking at, what, like 6 weeks for production, getting it shipped over?
Right. So probably we're looking at about 4 to 6 months out after the Kickstarter is done for being able to potentially put it in the hands of folks.
That'll give Speedy enough time to cosplay for this.
Yeah, absolutely.
As long as you send us pictures.
Yes, definitely.
Are you going to do the cat?
Huh?
I'll do the bird.
I think you have more of the look, the cat look. I'm more one of these reptiles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm
fair enough. Fair enough.
I think that suits my face a little better.
Well, they say the birds are related to the reptiles somehow, some way.
In our universe. But
don't tell them that.
I actually have to go myself, unfortunately.
You do? Are you leaving?
I have to go. Yeah, I have to go.
Somebody's gonna take up your thing. Like continue with this.
I'm not
guys?
Sure if he can do this alone.
Oh, I think he can.
I can try, man.
But
I don't know what I'm gonna do without you.
I don't want to abandon.
I have faith in Angelo.
I'll keep you in
I think
man.
He can.
I'll
I don't think he'll
let you know
as
what
much.
Happens after I destroy your fleet. I mean, actually,
as
you know, after the show is over,
classes you. But I think he'll pull through. I will miss you, though.
He has a refined thought process.
I see. Yes, he does.
And I'll give him that much.
Yes.
Yeah. But I really do enjoy the game, man. I really the lore and the detail that's put into the background and the actual astronomical information. I love it. So I'm here for the Kickstarter.
All right.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys. It was so much fun. And no offense to anyone I destroyed. Except for Joey, he deserved it. At Marvel vs. Capcom the other day.
you can walk into the studio over there and rub it in his face a little more before you leave.
Yeah. Take care,
on
guys.
All right, guys. All right, so let's continue. Let's take advantage of we still have some audience here on the Checkpoint XP Twitch channel, and let's keep going. Let's keep shooting at each other, huh? Right?
Okay, so I was reacting at the moment, and I'm going to be using one energy from the adjacent frigate to use interference, which is going to negate one damage to it. And I'm going to use bracing, which is a species ability, off of this frigate to negate the other damage. So I take no damage from that single attack without spending any cards on it.
But I did make him spend two energy to do
you
that.
You did.
And I still have energy left.
Dun, dun, dun.
So what am I going to do?
Shoot me?
Yes. let's see. Yeah, we're going to just do the built-in light laser. That move worked pretty well for you guys. So that's just two incoming.
And I can just not worry about that.
Okay.
True. Now, Speedy, I would like to point out, I have helped you immensely.
Yeah?
Both of his frigates are out of energy.
And now the deals are being struck.
And now the painting of the target is on my back.
All right, so
no, it's just we're just gonna just circle a dot right there on your forehead.
Ah.
Between the eyes.
Let's see. So if I did if I did damage, more energy damage to someone, would that destroy that ship? Would that be a thing, or I have to just damage the hull?
If you can do two more points of damage to either one of those frigates,
mm-hmm.
you can start taking frigates.
Okay.
I mean, I still have full health there.
Each of those frigates, you could take them both. You have a way to do it.
So I think we'll go with ion laser, right?
That'd be a solid.
Yeah. So I want to play the ion laser. Sure. Let's go right there in that camera right there. See? There you go. And I'm going to shoot. I guess I have to hit the first ship that's in his formation?
Either one of these are in the front, so you can hit either one, so it's your choice.
Okay, so the one that, of course, is the weakest one would be the...
Both the same. They just have no energy.
If you need a little bit of additional advice, since we're allies right now, if you're able to take out his corner ship, now that destroyer is in the front.
Yeah, see, I like that. So I want to hit that with the ion laser. Definitely.
Definitely.
So, okay.
So that's two energy and two a hole? Is that it?
Two damage.
Two damage. So I'm unfortunately going to have to take that, but I can negate some of it with a shield overcharge, only taking one.
Okay, fair enough.
So that's it. I'm done with turns or moves. What else can I do? Okay.
As long as you have energy on that ship you used.
Light laser. I don't know. I don't have a light laser. Sure.
That one's a fun one. I would use that one.
All right. So I want to shoot.
You got the power for that one.
I want to shoot the plasma beam, which is you want to show it right in there.
A little lower. Put your hand a little lower.
There you go. Yep.
I love that card.
Yeah, that's a beautiful card.
So that,
I love it.
That hits multiple ships.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So that plasma beam in that corner is going to not only hit the frigate the targets, but the frigate next to it and the destroyer behind it.
Very cool.
Yeah. Except for it's not going to hit at all with an evasion card.
And trash talking and everything. They're right. Being so kind because they're on the air.
So I said, I'm done with moves.
Yeah. At that point, yes. Right, you're done with moves.
I mean, we could take a quick turn and just say the seven words you can't say on TV since we're on a podcast.
No, it's fine. You guys can curse at each other. It's okay.
Besides, I don't necessarily like doing that. I can't actually stand on the TV.
That's funny. All right, so it's his turn?
Yeah, it would be my
turn.
Yeah.
And he had to burn a couple of cards.
Letting the host win a little bit would be nice. I'm just saying. Just like get one shot in so he...
I mean, he did get a shot in it. Just
so he
hit.
Doesn't walk away and be like, all right, everybody, you know, this game was pretty whack.
So you're telling me to pick on my coworker here. Okay, got it.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay, that seems entirely fair.
Well, just remember, it's Pete's fault now.
Yeah.
I will play that energy and overcharge it, and you are getting ion missiles.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, and it's not even my birthday.
Those are
missiles. You know, it's I'm trying to be nice.
I can see that. Is it the front thing? It got quiet because I'm doing math in my head.
Here you go, Yeah.
Okay, so I can make sure I don't die.
There you go.
I can use shield overcharge to knock out one, and I can use my interference to knock out another, so I will take a total of six, which borderline knocks out my destroyer.
Okay.
What else you got?
Well, I mean, I overcharged the ship. I don't got much. It's floating, and it's pretty safe back there. I don't think for very much longer, but... You know, you're limping a little bit there yourself there.
I am.
Hint, hint, host. You got a target. that is my turn.
What?
You having fun?
I am.
Good.
I'm waiting.
Okay.
They're taking their time, right? See, but while they're playing and they're strategizing, right, the beauty of this game is you can sit there and start talking to Ryoga. Asking him about, like, you know, his favorite recipes.
Yeah.
You know, what movie he's planning on watching this weekend.
What's next for Fiora Initiative? How about that?
There we go.
After we're done with the Orion Spur, when it's in a lot of people's hands, and what's the next project? What's the idea of the next project? So here
we already have four more species that we've lined up that are going to become two-player species packs that are going to be released after this.
Okay.
So you're going to have a wider variety of different species to deal with. We do have another expansion pack with additional types of ship types, additional cards of tactics and whatnot. That's also going to be another expansion. We are eventually going to develop this forward to a point where it's going to become a land management type board game, like an actual board game with the galaxy and things.
Okay.
We have some other projects as well that we're looking at doing with some other particular types of themes as well, like maybe we'll tackle pirates. We don't know yet.
Very cool.
We've got a number of different projects that we're waiting on doing, but we really need to finish getting this one done before we can.
This one's the first one we really want to get out and make a name for ourselves in terms of like delivering pure quality. And once that happens, then the expansion packs will come, and then development of additional games will commence. Mm-hmm. So. And there's definitely tons of concepts being floated around. So we're not in short supply.
Right.
Which is wonderful.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So we're going to continue expanding Orion's Edge, definitely.
Correct.
As far as financially possible.
Yeah, that's kind of the crux of a lot of gaming, you know.
Well, I mean.
And a lot of ventures.
Oh, yeah, very much so. There was this little known studio back in the late 70s, early 80s. Known as Amarillo Design Bureau, and they took a little concept from the original technical manual of Star Trek and expanded that out to I don't know how many expansions and how many species and just blew the whole thing into crazy, and people are still playing it today. They've done like 20 or 30 or 40 years worth of gameplay out of one game, and I would love to be able to say that Orion Spur will be able to have a tale that long, that we can expand this out into a universe that people just love being able to go back to.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, so let's let Leah shoot at somebody.
Okay, so I have a railgun. It's like a magnetic rifle, but it's bigger.
Right.
So it does more damage. And I'm going to help you out, Speedy, because I'm going to shoot for this corner.
She's a kind overlord.
If he can't do anything, then it's taken out, and that's going to leave you more options when it gets to your turn.
I see, okay.
So how do you respond?
The funny thing with this is I can help it survive by getting that one energy to use its abilities on each of them and leaving me with.
Well, that's actually really cool because by overcharging both of those ships now, he cannot react.
Yes, that is entirely true.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it an overcharging action just something that anybody can do anytime, or when can you do that?
You can do it when you are about to use a card or ability that requires energy.
I see.
And it gives you exactly one additional point because it's giving it everything you've got short of life support.
Okay.
We like the crew to be alive.
It's, technicalities, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to think on that one if we do a robotic or a silicon race, but that's a discussion for another day.
Well, they would need at least enough processors to keep any of their non-saved data up, so they would still have to be running certain things. Think of it like turning your peer on and off.
Okay. We can definitely discuss those ideas later.
I'm sorry,
and write in the story. But right now, I think we need to give our host a chance to go ahead and decide what he's going to.
Yes, do tell.
So I'm going to shoot my magnetic rifle at the ship on the left there. That one, yep. And that is takes two energy for my main, right? And that's blanked out, right? So that's I take out this frigate, right?
Yep, we're all tied.
Or can we put this
in terms
neutral
of points.
Here? So it's not in the game. There you go. Dope. Okay.
And you still have power. You can do something else.
I really don't know. Tell me more about the auxiliary power card. It says I could re-enable one overcharge ship, but I don't have
You could walk away with another trophy if you play that.
Mm. Oh, yes, you can. I would definitely be holding that.
Okay.
Because remember, you have this sitting here.
Right.
You do have a laser on this.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually overcharge it, fire that, and hit that other frigate.
Yeah, excellent. That's exactly what I want to do.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. So all your ships can have actionable ability without having a card. That's what I'm. Your ships, right?
I just
want that ship to fire on that ship.
Yeah, every
I don't need a card in my hand to do that.
Yeah, not every ship has a built-in weapon, but every ship has its own unique ability that fits with what type of ship it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so frigates are very fast. They're flying around. They're drawing fire away from all the bigger ships.
So, okay, so I'm shooting at that. Did I damage it? They already took away the thing.
Yes, you already did damage it. Right. And now by playing the auxiliary power, you have restored full power to that ship. You now have all of your energies to use. You could, again, use your laser to go ahead and just finish off that one frigate because there's nothing you can do with it.
That's what I want to do.
Okay.
See, I also, the thing I love about this game is the ability to reasonably quickly grasp it. Mm-hmm. You know, like you just came up with that.
Yeah, like a little, Tarek and Joey never have done so. I've done something like this before, me personally. Yeah, but just that one Robotech card game that I played and I enjoyed it. It's very similar with the tokens and stuff like that. That way different rules, but similar in that you have to strategize and play with cards, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Or Joey and Tarek have never played anything like this before, and they were able to jump in and start, you know, got the grasp of it right away.
Yeah.
That's what we wanted to go for with the design. The thing with a lot of high strategy games, a lot of 4X games, a lot of miniature games, is you look at all the pieces and you see the rule book, and it starts to become barriers to new players who are like, do I want to invest the time and resources to learn this thing?
Right.
I might like it, but do I want to take that step? So we tried to remove as many of those barriers as possible and give people a game that you could pick it up in 5 minutes. It's light and easy to carry around. You can pick up the rules really quick, and you can be in the middle of it talking strategy and the best way to annihilate your best friends.
Very cool. Very cool. So we got time. We got as much time as you guys are here for. We can keep playing until we destroy somebody or somebody wins, or we can...
Because I'm thinking you need to make this a triple play.
How can I do that?
Oh, I've seen how you can make it a triple play.
Because this one is sitting right out here that she can't do anything with. And if you use one more laser, bye-bye destroyer.
Cool, let's do that
Even
too.
If you use that.
I know. I did the math for that like 2 turns ago.
I figured you did. Math is
But yes, that would be the smart thing to do.
So the energy, how many actions does a player have before they say, okay, I can't play anymore?
Okay, so the idea is
when is their turn? Besides doing the re-up,
So any of the cards that you have in your hand that can be played without activating a ship can be played at any time during your turn. Once you activate
and
a ship...
And in reaction as well.
Right, exactly. Once you activate a ship, then as long as it has energy and you still have the cards or abilities for it, you can keep on going. You can hit multiple targets like you just did. You can, you know, react to what's going on around you. Once you are done playing cards, you're done using abilities, you're out of energy, whatever else, you decide you're done, that's the end of your activation, your turn passes.
So if this, for example, if this frigate had a weapon, I could fire him, technically, right? But obviously he doesn't.
On a different turn.
Right, on a different turn, okay. All right.
So right now you're sitting at 4 points, I believe?
Yes. And I believe the two of you are sitting at one apiece.
We are.
Unfortunately, that left that destroyer sitting out a little bit dry, but, you know.
It does, but you get to rub this in Joey's face that he left too early.
Don't worry, Joey. Yeah. I'm going to finish it up, okay?
Yeah. But I believe that means that it is now.
That's right. I get turns. Oh.
Yes, you do.
Well, I could attack him, but I know for a fact that he would get away. On the other hand, I'm sorry, Leia, but you are getting fusion missiles. To your front there.
Fusion missiles in the face, huh?
Yep, full on.
Yeah.
Dang.
Wow.
And that's how that goes.
Yep. Do you have anything left, Leah?
I have a destroyer left that I'm going to have during my regroup phase, so it depends on what happens. It depends on what I draw.
Well, right now, he still has more actions, right?
Nope. No? I used all my energy.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I do get a turn. Yay! So we're
going to... I think I don't have enough. Did I...
Think about it. Yeah. Think about it.
You're fine.
Okay.
Okay, so... I'm going to do that regroup phase. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, I can work with that. So this... comes back and gets its energy back, nothing else. And we're going to spend all three of those and get a bigger ship.
Now, this is where we like to point out the rule that your biggest ship goes in the very back. It is your flagship. It is always in the rear.
Right.
So it's got a little bit more energy, a little bit more hull, so I can take some more damage.
She rams harder. The ship still has ram, and it will do 5 points straight to hull now.
Hmm.
Yep.
Interesting.
It'll
wait. Which is one of the reasons why we're happy she can't do that during this action.
Next turn, though.
Next turn.
Let's see what happens at the end of... Well, I don't know. You both are probably going to go through a regroup phase, but that's just going to make it harder later.
Yeah, all I got is some defense stuff.
Yeah, I would definitely suggest.
There's no reason to be so defensive.
And there's three ships to a... how many ships can you actually have on the board?
You can have two rows of five in the front, and then you have one flagship in a third row at the very back.
Okay. So if I had five ships out here... All of them, the ship's going to shoot here as long as it's the ability on the card, right?
Unless you have a certain species ability, one ship is activated per turn.
I see, okay.
We tried to do everything on one turn, and it usually obliterated at least one player.
Yep, and really bogged down turn time.
I see, okay. So... All right, so I guess I'll regroup too.
That would definitely be a good idea.
Yeah. So this is the deck right here?
Yes, that is your hand. So if you...
How many cards total we're supposed to have in the deck?
Seven.
Seven, so five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, sorry. 4. All right. Put this not backwards so I can read them.
Now you may choose to use these as well.
I like that you put the little icons that helps out. Let's see, you see if their attack or their you know help you know defense or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
That's
icons are very important in game design. It's a great way.
Okay, and then use my recruit tokens?
Definitely.
Right. No. Am I going to pull three or just pull one?
Well, you can do one of those.
Oh, I see. It depends on what I got to spend it.
But you probably can choose to do a combination of these as well.
Okay.
So it's up to you as far as... I would definitely suggest that would be a better option.
Yeah, let's run with him.
Okay.
Let's load him up with his tokens.
But what I was saying is icons are important in gaming because they're a visual indicator of relevant information.
I'm playing this card right here, the light cruiser card. And you can see it's pretty beefy. Putting him into play. Raigu's getting him ready for me with the tokens and stuff.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Perfect. Okay, so that's it. Mm-hmm. Now it's your turn.
Get your recruitment point.
Oh, do I get one recruitment point?
Yep, and unturned, you always get it. Okay,
cool.
Just like everyone thought, it's just going to be a re-up turn for everybody. Got to make ever sure I can hit you guys some more. It's always important. I'll keep those. So, 4 more. Okay, and I will be spending my recruitment points. I'll leave one there because... get at the end of the turn. I'd rather not reach all the way across the table again. I'll get this light cruiser, this little pretty thing for myself. And 3 and 1. I'll do the 4. Okay.
There we go.
Yep. And it is your turn.
It is my turn. I've been contemplating my turn.
Well, fortunately, you've had plenty of time.
I have. So, let me take a few more minutes.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, why not? Let's have some fun. Speedy, you have a lot of ships there.
Mm-hmm.
And points.
And points. So, my light cruiser is...
Target.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Pleasure.
My light cruiser... is going to ram into this destroyer for 5 points of damage.
Okay.
To your hull.
I'm going to do then Greater hull repair.
No, that do it? Work.
No?
Not reactive.
Oh,
you're going to repair a shield?
Like, this is reactive.
Ah, I see. Oh, okay. This is it. That one probably wouldn't do it. Wouldn't be enough, right? Shield overcharge?
Not in this case.
Not in this case. So I will lose that ship anyway.
Also, that's a shield overcharge, and I'm doing direct hull damage.
Right.
So if you want to burn the card, you can burn the card.
No.
Yeah, no, I don't see a way to get around that one. However, here's the thing you can do. Because you know that the ship is doomed as is.
Mm-hmm.
This also has a reaction on it, which means you could actually fire that at the incoming ship while you're being fired at.
And who is she ramming me with?
Her light cruiser, which means that not only will it take the 3 damage for doing the ram, but you can actually do 2 more damage to it.
Yeah,
and
I'd
leave
like
it
to do
a bit
that.
Of a wreck.
Sure.
Okay, so I'm going to be taking.
They're just mean.
Yeah. It explodes in a million pieces. I will take the 3 damage, and while I was ramming into him, he took a pot shot at me, and I threw up my shield overcharge. So that's the light cruiser. So it's only going to do the 1 damage. I took 3 to the hull. And the fun part about all of this is it's still my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, that's mine. So I'm at 3 points. And now I'm going to take it home. So I have an auxiliary power.
Ooh.
So I'm going to get that 4 energy back. And I have a minor hull repair, so I might as well do that. And I don't see any reason to not take out this other front destroyer here and get me 5 points to victory.
Oh my god. See, they're real serious about how they play. Like, it's unbelievable.
I'm not apologizing for being
would
a
my
gamer.
Shield
no,
overcharge
don't apologize.
Help that ship? No.
It will not. In this case, there is nothing that you have in your hand that's going to help you with this one.
Right. So, now, just to make it clear for people watching, that ship is shooting at me with its weapon.
So this ship just kicked in its new batteries.
Right.
It threw all the energy out the window and said, screw it, we're going to take it down with us, and went...
As another ram?
As another ram.
Oh, because this has that ramming ability?
It does have the ram ability,
right.
Yes.
But in this particular case, I found it amusing because...
Oh, because your race does.
That destroys both ships.
Okay. It does. However, since it was a kamikaze attack on my part, Speedy does not get the points for the ship.
Right, because... Bonsai.
Look at that strategy. Unbelievable.
Now, base game, we actually have the victory point total is 10, but for short demos and podcast appearances, 5 points makes a lovely cutoff, and that does bring me to 5 points.
All right, so there you go.
So exactly where you just got.
Yes.
Gotta love it, right?
But of course, in a real game setting, we would keep going.
We would keep going. There's a chance for more of the larger ships to come out, but we found for... brief appearances, 5 points is a nice cutoff.
Very cool, very cool. I liked it. I liked it a lot. It was very interesting.
This also gives this particular style of format also gives everyone a chance to see all of the different mechanics. They may not get to see them all in depth, but at least it gives you an idea as to the variety of things you can do, which can show you just how far you can manage to take this game.
All right, excellent. So let's switch sides here, Peter, so we can wrap up the show. Up. Okay, you ready? 1, 2, 3.
That's your phone.
You have some,
I just grabbed your phone. That's okay.
You can answer some of my phone calls. I'll tell you, they're doozies.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So where can they follow you, drop all the socials, all the websites, everything? Start with Peter, of course.
For me personally, peterpopart.com, peterpopartagency.com. And if you just go to... Instagram is really the platform I'm using the most. You just look up Peter Pop Art over there, hashtag Peter Pop Art, and you'll see thousands of posts of wonderful illustrations of my illustrators and of this game as well.
Excellent, excellent. So for the Fiero Initiative, where can they follow you at?
So you can follow us, hashtag Fiero Initiative or at Fiero Initiative on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Okay.
We also have a website. It is www.fieroinitiative.com.
Okay, perfect.
That is F-I-E-R-O-I-N-I-T-I-A-T-I-V-E.
You've had to spell that a bunch of times, I know, huh?
I made sure that I could get all the I's in.
All right, excellent. So much. Thank you so much for coming by and being patient with us and showing us the whole game demo of Orion's Spur. I want to say Edge. I don't know what I want to say Edge for. Orion's Spur.
I mean, that could be a colon Orion's Edge subtitle.
Yeah. See, you guys can steal that name anytime, okay?
Okay. You want to, Speedy, thank you for
hey, no problem. Thank you so
really
much for being here.
Being here. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I'm so glad I was able to get you guys on finally. I know we had a couple of missed opportunities. There you go.
Fair enough. But we do appreciate the invite. No, and we're glad that we're able to share this with your viewers and such.
All right. Excellent. Thank you so much for coming by, guys. All right. Speedy Jr. signing off. Peak Culture Congress. Well, everybody from Fiero's Initiative and, of course, Mr. Peter Popart. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one,
guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.